Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good evening, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, Jay and his sidekick, Crispy. What's going on, Crispy?
Yay, the crowd goes wild because it's Grills Gone Wild.
Yeah, Grills Gone Wild. We're doing it again, another Friday night, and we are going to do a best-of show tonight. We figured after being on the air for almost a year, it was time to go back and play. Oh, yeah, by the way, cut the crowd. Play the some of our best guests, singing guests over the past almost a year. When did you come on board? I don't remember.
I think I came in October, maybe November, December.
So yeah, it hasn't been quite a year for you yet. But I was going back and I listened to some old shows when I started this crazy thing in September of last year. Oh my God. We have come a long way, my friend.
You know, it's like I was telling you, when I was a DJ at a local college station, I have all 7 years of my shows taped, and my first show, I sounded like such a dweeb. I'm like, yeah, you're listening to blah-bitty blah-blah-blah, and you're stiff. And then you listen to my last shows, and once I got my groove, it's like, I didn't care. You know, I just talked whatever I wanted to. They listened. You know, it's kind of an interesting progression once you get into a certain groove.
Of course, there's a bunch of people out there who listen to us now who still think we sound like dweebs, but we're actually a little bit better dweebs than we used to be, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any requests? You know what? I don't have the disclaimer we're supposed to read. Do you remember our disclaimer? Because I left it in the
Something that we're not responsible for anything that comes out of our mouths.
Basically, that's it. So anything we say or do on this show, you can't hold it against us because we're usually drunk and we're not too bright and we say stupid things. So that can't be held against us. And it's only here for what? Entertainment purposes only.
Right, right. Like, it's like, for example, Minty Door soup or stew.
Yes.
Minty Door. Mmm. Yummy.
Minty Door. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, do you have any requests? Is it anybody that has been on our show for the last, in the past, 9 months or so that were some of your favorites?
I honestly, one of my favorites, of course, is Dayron Sharp. That guy's, I mean, it's hard because we've had such top-notch musicians and artists from every genre of music. It's hard. I mean, there's something about Dayron Sharp, and no, I do not work for him. There's just something about him. He's got like this old-school country vibe going on.
He does, and here's the cool thing about him. He was not doing anything, do you realize, until he came on our show. And ever since he came on our show, his career has taken off like a rocket. And I understand that he's actually got some big news coming up soon where he's going to be actually having his own concert. His sales on his CDs are going through the roof. And he's been recognized by quite a few top-notch Nashville people out there, the shakers and the movers. And just
that's awesome.
He came on. We were the first radio show he'd ever been on. So do you think we had anything to do with that, maybe?
Maybe. It's possible. We may be a stepping stone for people's success.
Or get walked on. I don't know which one it is. Stepping stone or we get walked on.
Well, we only get walked on when they can't figure out the time zone. That's the other thing.
Well, what we should do, we should play Darren Sharp's song, which my favorite is his song, Cool Being Country. So
yeah.
I think we'll start off the show with one of our favorites. Not that we don't have a bunch of them, but he has done extremely well since being on our show. So we're going to play Darren Sharp, Cool Being Country. And by the way, anybody who's out there listening, if you would like to perhaps call in, you've got a favorite guest that came on, you want to play some of the music, you can call in and let us know, and we'll play whatever we got here on the board. So this is Darren Sharp, Cool Being Country.
All right, COVID goal is in my head. Won't have to relearn how to two-step. I'll make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Start wearing faded Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Well, already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in. While you're searching through the rack for a John Deere hat, mine'll fill my head for it's always been. I'll be singing along in a honky tonk with the cold one in my hand. Or de-city-fy my southern fried accent. Y'all, forget myself a dog to ride on my toolbox. No, I won't have to pretend when it's cool being country again. I'm already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in.
Gives me the chills. I don't know what it is, man. That dude is just awesome.
He is. He is fantastic, and it's cool to see that. I'm glad to see someone who deserves it. He's such a humble guy. His career's taken off, and I know Mandy Moore.
I hope he gets big and gets a tour bus and fills arenas, and you know, maybe one day I can be his bus driver / security guard guy. I don't know.
Hey, that's right. It's true. He might want to hire us. You drive the bus. I'll cook the barbecue in the back. And
there you go.
We'll just be his roadie crew.
That'd be awesome.
And I know Mandy Moore from Synchronicity has been a big help in getting a lot of this talent to us. I want to send out a thank you to her. We also want to thank our agent, Lady Sunglass Carol. If it wasn't for her, we couldn't be doing this show and getting all the talent. She's introduced us to a lot of the people that come on our show each and every week and helps line up. She's behind the scenes. We've asked her to come on live and be on the show, but I think she's just a little too shy to come on the radio. But one of these days we're going to get her on on this radio show and interview her and see what she's up to. But thank you for those people in the background that help us get talent like Darren Sharp to the show. And
yes, thank you very much.
And we could not do it without them. And I guess since we're talking about things we couldn't do without, we have to mention our sponsors. Thank you for all the sponsors we've had through the last several months. Our present sponsors are Albuquerque Seasonings and Don Pablo Cigar Factory. And we'd like to thank them for their support for the show. And since it's time to play their commercials, that's a great segue. But thank you to our sponsors for helping us out, bring the show every week. And everybody go out, buy their products. We talk about it every week, but Albuquerque Seasoning is the best, and I'm not kidding. It is the best seasoning around that I've
found. I can't vouch for the cigars because I don't really have any cigars, but I can vouch for our past sponsor and Albuquerque. Like I said, that green chili, I need a 50-gallon drum of it. It is so good. I put it on rice last night with just some butter. It was like this dirty Cajun barbecue rice kind of deal. It was pretty good.
It is great stuff, and Kirk's been a great sponsor and sent us a bunch of the stuff. And everybody go out. I'm going to play his ad now. Go out and check out his website and buy some of his seasoning. You will love it, and you won't go wrong.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature New Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com. Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yes, check out Don Pablo Cigars. Their factories in Las Vegas, hand-rolled cigars. We have got to change that ad. I sound like a total moron.
No, you don't. And it just, I think we just need to redo it. We just need to. We need to get you, like how I tell you when I do my voiceovers. I get excited.
Yes.
I start screaming in my little studio and getting all rambunctious, and then get right into radio voice. Oh yeah, you know.
Well, I gotta change that. I sound like a sad sack. But anyway, don't pay attention to my part of the ad. But check out Don Pablo Cigars. They got great cigars, and we will redo that ad. Now let's go back to the music. So you got anybody else as your favorite?
I think one of my other favorites, it's so hard to choose. Like, the blues guy from Chicago that lives in California, the guy with the beard, John something.
He's from Northern California, and
Big Earl was good.
Big Earl was good too. In fact, I'm trying to get everything to work here to get to those people, and of course, it doesn't want to work. But matter of fact, I can get to Big Earl. Why don't we play Big Earl? Because that's the song that I can get to right this moment.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio is not cooperating on the board here. But Big Earl, he was also blues music, and he had that song called Low Cash Blues.
Yeah.
Which is a great song. So let's play a little Big Earl. And while we're playing Big Earl, I'll see if I can get to the other blues guy you're talking about. So
I can't think of his name.
I'll get to it in a second. This is Big Earl, Low Cash Blues, and we'll be back after the song. You did, but the work you're doing now, love cash blue, baby. that was Big Earl, Low Cash Blues, and that was a great interview, too. He was a great guy, came on our show. And by the way, too, for those that are listening, you can always go back and listen to all of our shows. They're all recorded. They're in archives. And if any of this music sounds interesting to you tonight, go back, check it out. If you want more information and want to write me, I can give you exact dates on when these different people were on our show, but you can just search through the list, and everybody's there. And I found the guy you're talking about, Crispy.
Yeah, because I can't find him on my Facebook. I was like Jim, James, Jonathan.
John Garcia.
John, maybe I spelled John wrong.
Oh, that is J-O-H-N. How can you spell John wrong? But anyway,
well,
John
I was doing J-O-N.
John was on our show, and he's been in the blues business, I think he said something like close to 35 or 40 years, and he was
yes,
a great
guest. He's played with John Lee Hooker and B.B. King and a lot of those old school cats, man.
And speaking of school, he's now teaching classes in Northern California, teaching people how to play guitar and being blues bands, and really a great guy. That was a great interview and one of my favorites, too. And I'm going to play his song, which is called I Love You More Every Day. And this is John Garcia, I Love You More Every Day. We'll be back. And if you got anybody you want us to play, you can call in, give us a request. We'd be certainly happy to play it. And this is John Garcia. show that was. What a great singer, great blues.
Yeah, that song was actually dedicated to my Albuquerque green chili singing. I love you more and more every day. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Every day. Yes, I agree with you. And now that we played Three Men, it's time for ladies. And
yes, let's bring on the luscious ladies of Brilliant Ideas Radio.
And I remember this lady well. She, when I say Western saddles and Western music, you'll know who I'm talking about, Christy.
Oh, yes.
She was a great guest, and I think she wanted to rope up the bad boys that night. In fact, I was in Las Vegas when we had her on, and she was a great, great guest. We're talking about Junie Fisher, and she is a great talent. I think she was a 2012, if I remember correctly, 2012 Western Music Association Female Artist of the Year.
So, yeah, she won some very big awards. Very big awards, prestigious.
And she came on our little show, so I think we should play a little Junie Fisher. This is her song, which was called Horse Like You. Little, if you like Western music, you got to go back and hear that interview. It was a great interview. I believe that was back in April, but anybody wants to know, go back and look at the archives. But Junie Fisher, Horse Like You.
When I haven't combed my hair, and if I'm not wearing makeup, you don't care. It doesn't matter one iota to ya when my lipstick is askew. I'm lucky to have a horse like you. When I say let's go for a ride, you go along. And I'm singing while I ride, you like my song. You got shoulders I can lean on, you're a pal who pulls me through. I'm mighty lucky to have a horse like you. I'll admit I've had some horses, I've traded ships and sold, but you're the one and only horse I'll ride till I get old. Everybody had a horse that was their friend. All the strife and trouble in this world would end. When I get to heaven, let me have a pasture view. 'Cause if it's heaven, I'll have a horse like you. To have a horse like you.
And that was Junie Fisher, Horse Like You. You know what? I'm pretty lucky, Crispy, to have a horse like you.
Awesome. I knew that was coming. Damn it. I got tagged.
You saw that one coming. Well, you know, it's one of those bus moments. And we got a caller, believe it or not. So,
we do.
And I always seem surprised when someone calls our show, but then we got a caller calling in. So let's see what the caller has to say, and we never know what they're going to say, and this is always scary, but
no,
let's see what happens.
We never do.
Hey, Brilliant, Crispy, how's it going?
Hey, who's this calling? This is
Super.
It's All Wild.
Hey, this is JR here. People call me
Junior. Hey, JR, how are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I got a question for you. I just got my first charcoal grill today, and I was wondering if you had any, you know, beginner tips.
Beginner tips with a charcoal grill. Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure when you light her up that you're not near any overhangs or trees. That would be my first tip. The second tip would be to use plenty of lighter fluid. You got any tips, Crispy?
Don't burn your eyebrows off. I've done that by putting too much lighter fluid on the charcoal. It was great.
So it's your first barbecue grill, and it's a charcoal grill, so you're a man now. Do you know that?
Oh, yes, sir. All right, well, thank you very much, guys. And
all right,
I look forward to more tips from you.
All right, thanks. Okay, so that was JR calling in about his grill, and how'd you like my... my little tips caught me off guard.
They were. I'm not sure who JR is, but that was interesting.
Well, he's a real man now. If he's just got his first barbecue grill, he can now get his man card, and he can officially be called himself a man.
Yes. I think me and you, we've talked about grills, and I'm not a big fan of the propane. It's not because of the taste. I just don't. I don't know. There's something about charcoal that's, I don't know.
Well, charcoal is the real man's grilling and barbecue, and it's just like love. You got to make it low and slow, low temperature and slow, and that's how you make it happen. So, yeah, to JR
right.
out there,
no
make
fiddling
sure make,
before.
and don't play with it either. That's the other thing you don't want to do, because the more you play with it, you get in trouble. But thank you for calling in, and back to our show as far as people we've had on the show. We had, remember that the couple that came on that were going across country and they're riding in like a Volkswagen Beetle bus that going across country, the Lonesome Heroes?
Oh, the younger group.
Yeah, the younger group.
It was,
they were
kind of like folk music, country, pop-ish kind of.
Exactly. They were going across country. It's kind of like the Partridge Family and country all mixed in one.
Yeah, I remember those cats. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play one of their songs called Highway 287. Matter of fact, that's a road. I believe it's in California. And they were a pretty interesting crew and kind of an interesting interview, because I think they had been sleeping in a tent and we woke them up, and that was a good one to go back and listen to, Lonesome Heroes. So this is their song, Highway 287. with Lonesome Heroes, and they were a great couple that came on the show, kind of blowback to the hippie days is what I would say, but they did great. They were great singers, and they were going across country, and they had some interesting stories. And check out the replay if you get a chance. And Crispy, we're almost out of time, and we're going to be doing this again tomorrow. It's amazing.
We're running out of time tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Actually, no, I should have hit the rim shot, but I didn't have time to hit the rim shot.
Hey,
joke,
whoa,
but...
rim shot watch. What you say there, buddy? Rumors might start flying around.
No, I'm talking about this, you ding dong.
Oh, okay. Hey, who you calling a ding dong? Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're going to do this again tomorrow, play some of the best music we've had on with the different guests on the show. We thought we would go back and remind people, let them hear them again. And I don't know if you saw the news, Crispy, but we've got some great people coming on board. We got the Moonshine Bandits coming on.
Yes, those guys are pretty damn big. They have almost 25,000 followers on their Facebook.
Yeah, they're big time in California.
Big time.
Kind of a country rap music, and that's going to be coming up in September. We're finalizing the deal, so that should be a really great show. And tomorrow we're going to be doing the best of again, and then next week we'll be back to our normal guest. We've got things lined up through the rest of August and going into September. And Chris, we also want to tell you thank you so far for being on the show and being my sidekick and my guy that I run over with the bus every week. And it's been fun playing along, and thank you for being my sidekick.
Oh, you're welcome. It sounds like you're throwing me off. You're like, thanks for all your help. You're out of here. Get out. You smell weird.
Well,
throw your beard back.
I'm kind of trying to set you up before you get the pink slip in the mail. I'm trying to be nice before you receive that.
Okay. Awesome. My party gift is barbecue.
Anyway, I want to close out the show with another group that was an interesting crowd called Robodrum. And
that guy was pretty cool too.
Yeah, he was kind of a one man band, and I like this song, The Big Bad Wolf, and we're gonna close out the show with Robodrum. Everybody's listening, check in tomorrow morning. We're gonna be playing some more of your favorites. And tomorrow, if you've got certain guests who have been on our show that you want to hear their music, contact us and or call in and let us know, and we'll certainly try to play it. And thank you for everyone's support. By the way, we broke another record last week. We blew past
the
numbers again. It's amazing. So thank you for everyone's support. Thank you for coming to our show every week. And you got anything else to add before I switch over and say goodbye and play Robodrum?
No, I'm just glad the numbers are increasing. I'm still on the hunt for a tutu because
I opened my big mouth.
I wasn't
going to bring it up. I figured I'd let you bring it up, tutu boy. So you better hurry up because I got lots of people wanting to see your video, YouTube, dancing in the tutu. So hurry up and get that going.
Right, yes. I'm one of our fans may have to make us one.
All right, well, we're going to sign off, Tutu Boy, and everybody join us tomorrow morning for some more of our favorites. And as we sign off and say goodnight, this is Robodrum, The Big Bad Wolf. Everyone have a nice Friday evening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Here comes The Big Bad Wolf. I started out laughing.
quarters up to your egg and tough. Keep your bucks, I don't need them, it's not enough. The strings on this heat tore are all that I trust you in first. I'm at last, that's what you think. Pile around your house, time to win on the drink. And you pigs look like lunch, it's time to eat. Better watch your back, cause it's one person keeps.